Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The kingdom of God, first of all, is not a spectator realm. Spectators, you know, people that go to ball games or watch it on live stream or TV or Max or TNT. It's good to be courtside. But the kingdom of God is not a spectator realm. It's a dominion realm. So it will require of you what I understand that we must learn to balance is faith, rest, and effort. To know when and how that balances faith, rest. Our ultimate goal is faith, rest, but that doesn't mean passivity, nor does it mean idleness. You know, I want you to think about this a moment. Working harder than everyone else doesn't mean working longer or doing more, because sometimes that only equates to being busy. But it has to do with being focused, making the best of your time. So some people are killing time. You know, just killing time. And we need to know how to harness time and make time obey us and get the best or the most out of time. Don't just kill time. That separates the average from the great. And child of God, this is one thing we must understand and embrace all the time, is that God has called us to a greatness. It doesn't necessarily equate to your name being in lights or being on TV or having your own reality show. It doesn't equate to that. That's the world's definition of great, celebrity. Not necessarily God's at all. Some of the deepest work God does is in quiet, is in silent, is when you're alone, not when you're before the lights. As a matter of fact, if God doesn't complete that work in the dark or the alone or the separate time, very seldom does he catapult you into the public eye, because he knows that applaud, that affirmation will destroy you. Because you've not allowed him to affirm you in private. See, when you've been affirmed by God, then affirmation of people isn't important. Amen. You appreciate people that are thankful for what God has placed in your life, but that's not what drives you. It's not what you live for. You don't live for the applaud. You live for attaboy from God. Well done, good and faithful servant. That's what you live for. But that has to be done by God in the secret place. It's not a delay. You know, we say delayed, not denied. Delay is not just a delay. God is never delayed. God is always working. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He's always working. What has to happen, there has to be a shift or renewing of our mind. We have to gain again our identity, okay? When somebody, God forbid, steals your identity and is using your credit card, they're somewhere across the other side of the world using your stuff, but that hasn't taken your identity. You still have your identity. See, too often we equate what happens to us. That's not an issue. All kind of things will happen. Good and bad, there'll be ups and downs, but you don't gauge your walk or your life based upon or predicated upon that. You base it upon or predicated upon a finished work. Look at someone right now, tell them, it's all finished. We need to come into the right mindset so that we can take back our identity, because your destiny and purpose is only as real to you as your identity. Many are praying for new levels, but haven't decided to leave the old levels. There comes a time you need to stop praying about the same thing and do something. I often say there's a time that comes, we always pray, but there are times where you've prayed to where God ain't listening no more. It's like you need to do something. You need to initiate something. You need to activate something. You've prayed. See, we say that prayer changes things. No, prayer don't change things. God changes things. Amen. When Elijah said, "It's not going to rain at my word," he didn't say he prayed. He had come into a realm of authority. Now don't misunderstand me. Prayer is essential. It's vital. Men ought always pray and not faint. We live a prayer life. Prayer, the house of God is the house of prayer. So I don't want to sound like I'm making that small. Well, I'm challenging some of you to stop praying about certain things and do something. This realm is not a realm to spectate. Just see, people are looking for a sign sometime, and God says, no sign. Decide. No more signs. Lord, is that you? Make it rain today. It'll be sunny for the next month. Come on. No, now, to some, like Gideon, you may be at that point. But if you're going to take back your real identity in Christ, the real you, the kingdom you, the one that is brought into the place of dominion, not trying to get there, we're there. That's a problem. People are always trying to get there when you've been there. That's the oldest trick and deception in the book. Steal their identity. Don't let them realize the potential they have, the power they wield, what they carry. Don't ever let them enter into that mind and soul. Let me ask you a question. How, to what have you given, if anything, everything? You want the best. You want to get there, and oftentimes in our mind, we're there. But we fail to activate anything by doing or speaking. And so we always have that longing, you know, and that's really that's all that really is. When you're just hoping like that, that's emotional entertainment. You're just entertaining yourself, you know. I can see myself, but you're not doing anything, attaching it to that purpose. Because we've trained our minds to not want any discomfort. If it ain't comfortable, it can't be God. Child, that was too hard. I know that ain't God. No, see what that is? That's your mind. Some of the greatest thing God does is when we get uncomfortable. As a matter of fact, moving from one level to the next level, you have to experience some discomfort. But your mind wants you to go back to that comfortability. So you stay bound in those habits and those ways that are on that level that you have to leave behind because they can't follow you into your next season. But you hold on to them because it's comfortable. It's quiet in the middle here. Wait. Right and say amen. Let me say it again. Many are praying for new levels but haven't decided to leave the old levels. You have to determine what is it that I must do. And in the word, I'm looking at the word decide. I'm not saying many haven't prayed to leave the old level. You've prayed. But along with that prayer, you got to decide some stuff. Most things that God does come with a bold decision. See, I've come to realize this. The real you sometimes is cloaked or blanketed under passivity. And we call it peace. Just enjoying the peace of God. But really what it is, the enemy puts you in a frame of mind or in a dimension of passivity where if somebody bump you, you get upset. But see, the real you is when you're most alive. That's why the word even says there are times to be angry but sin not. You know, when something really gets to your goat, everything in you comes alive. Are you hearing me? But if ain't nothing happening, if you're just in the comfort zone all the time, just kind of blowing in the wind. But we want to discover the real you, the kingdom you, that requires something. Where we miss it oftentimes, we release energy into the wrong places and into the wrong people, into the wrong circumstances. And so now we're all fatigued. We're all, you know, confused and down because you've made yourself too available to stuff that has nothing to do with your destiny, nothing to do with your purpose. This is where you have to be a person that makes decisions. Sometimes you have to decide to separate. When I say separate, it means God doesn't just separate you. He sets you apart. You know what I mean? You can still be amongst a lot of people in that, but you have to be set apart for God to deal with you so that when you get among all the frequencies and the noise and the sounds and the voices, you can distinguish God's voice. Because that's the voice I hear in my secret place. That's the voice I hear in my meditations. That's the presence I know. So you can discern things when things get to moving so that it can be confusing and oppressing. Elevation always begins with separation. Separate yourself unto God. I've been challenging for a while. Develop that private prayer life.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.